over my headphones right before we start the intro because I know it's coming in
that
hot.
Is loud.
It wakes you up. Welcome to the Migs Cast. My name is Steve Migs. I got my good friend Top Shelf here.
Yeah.
The mighty Reverend Infuego.
Hello.
The mighty married Reverend Infuego.
Thank you.
And everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
I just noticed Rev's hardware for the first time today.
Oh, heck yeah. Check out that ring.
Don't flip me off.
Is that gold, silver? What's going on there?
It is gold and white gold.
Oh, look at white gold. And
hell yeah. I wanted to get a nice flashy ring. Goes with my costumes.
Goes with your costumes.
It went with my steampunk getup really well.
It's nice looking. It is very flashy. A lot of bling to that. As opposed to my rubber band that's around my ring finger.
Yeah, you got like a Lance Armstrong Livestrong thing or something?
It's a company called Qualo. Today's podcast brought to you by Quaaludes. Q-A-L-O. And it's they're meant for guys who work with their hands.
Mm. Okay.
And guys like Steve who are constantly losing their ring because it would just, now I wouldn't lose it, but it would always, you remember how my ring was so loose, it would just slide off my finger. And when I play hockey, they tell you not to wear your ring if you're a goalie, if it's your glove hand, because they've I haven't seen the videos, but I've heard they're gnarly, where somebody's ring, he took a slap shot, the ring broke, and it was just a disaster on his finger.
Gosh.
And I hate taking my ring off. I'm just lazy like that. So I saw this company. It's like for guys that work with their hands. But it works great for me playing hockey because I could keep it on. Drumming-wise, I would always forget to take my ring off, and it would like just cause these crazy calluses and rip up my skin.
Yeah.
This, no problem.
Nice.
And this cost me $20.
And you, I mean, you had a tungsten ring, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When I was looking at those, I was asking the jeweler, you know, how hard are they to resize? And you know, they're like, no, you can't resize
them. Yeah, they're not resizable.
You have to buy a new one. That's why I got a gold ring.
Yep.
Was so I could resize it because I've been working out, and my ring size is actually shrunk.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure and be able to get that change there.
That's what happened with me, because when I, you know, not that I was much heavier, but when
a
I got
little bit,
when
man.
We were getting married, going through like the engagement photos, the whole process, I was probably like around 240-ish, 235, and then all of a sudden I started doing more of that DDP yoga and getting more active, and now, dude, greatest moment of my life. That's a little over exaggerated, but an awesome moment. I went on the scale the other day and it was flatlined right at 200.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's the lowest I've been since probably 24 years old.
When we started working I started working out with Matt on the podcast. He's, you know, helping train, and it was getting ready for a wedding date, essentially.
Right.
I was up floating between 250 and 255, and now I'm floating between 230 and 235.
That's nice. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, trying to keep on doing that. Now that I'm down in Tacoma, I can't train with him, but I'm still trying to hopefully
eat
well
and
do that.
Can you guys
Skype train? I talked to him about that this morning to be some like referral sessions and be like, hey, can you, you know, keep helping me out with these things and get us a plan to keep working out so we can keep doing it. If I could get down to 200, I haven't been 200 since like I was 13, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, this would be something in, like, completely different territory.
It's so insane. Like, I was just thinking that. And, of course, what am I do when I see that? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Next day, what do I do? I swing by the... No, pizza. Swing by Canyon Pizza right there on Canyon Road at the Shell station. Got some pizza.
Gas station pizza, man.
It's the best pizza in Puyallup.
I know. You've been talking about it. It just always sounds weird.
It does, man. And what happens? I get out of my car. Guy gets out of his car. Oddly enough, I think he was doing a job because he's putting his shirt back on. And he's like, no way, Steve Migs. I'm like, F word. Because I'm like, I know where I'm not going in there for any other reason other than to
busted.
Get the pizza. Yeah, he didn't really pick up on it. He saw me with the slice of pizza, but he didn't give me a hard time. So I appreciate
Good
that.
On
but
him.
Man, I was like, son of a bitch. Of all people to see me, it's the day where I'm cheating and getting some pizza. Damn you. You saw me with my mistress, pizza.
So to weigh yourselves, do you guys use like an electronic scale or like those older ones?
No, I just use the electronic scale at the house.
I have an older one.
How do you get the electronic scale to work? Because I stepped on one like this weekend to see. I was intrigued. I was at somebody else's house and they had a scale, and it just, I get the error reading every single
time. Sometimes you got to just kind of tap it with your foot to kick it off, and then you get on it.
I thought I was like over max weight or something.
it's kind of like the scales that you normally use, Nick, where you have to make sure it zeroes out first.
Well, yeah,
and
like
then you,
all of that was that.
Weight.
And I tried putting my foot on there lightly, and it would still say air.
Maybe theirs is just broken.
Yeah, maybe.
Is the person who lives there fat? Maybe they broke it.
I am pleading the fifth.
Oh, that when people plead the fifth, that means they agree with what I just said.
At least it's not me then.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's you at all. A little low on the energy today, only because I think I gave up about a pint of my blood
this morning.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Do you still have the shirt or did you throw it away?
It's somewhere in my car, of course, yeah.
Oh, you got to keep that. That's a keepsake.
Oh, no. No, I got to get rid of that. It wasn't anything nice anyway, and I was thinking I need some new shirts, but I'm glad this shirt. So I played hockey the other day, and sometimes when I'm done with hockey, it's still warm out, so I just wear a T-shirt, and I throw the shirt that I was wearing in the car, and luckily the shirt was still in the car. Usually I'll have a shirt underneath it, but I was like, it's better than wearing a bloody shirt.
Yeah.
And it was a patterned shirt, so it's not that noticeable, but it would be weird to be here with like a crime scene on my chest. And for those that don't know what happened, let's play the audio from BJ and Migs this morning. This morning, we're in the middle of a topic during our lukewarm topic. And all of a sudden, I had that feeling like, oh, my nose is running. But I knew right away it wasn't running. You know, like that moment when you're like, okay, this is not like my nasal patches is like getting all watery or something. Like, so I kind of put my finger in there just a little bit, like, you know, check the oil. And I put my finger out and I'm like, oh crap, it's just a little blood. So I'm thinking, oh no, it's not gonna be that bad. As soon as I thought that, a drop of blood comes out of my nose and I'm like, oh, F word. I don't have anything to put up my nose. And so finally I grab a towel and just shove it up there. And then, I'm like, I see you. You're dying laughing.
Oh, dude, I was laughing so hard. Just because I just see you in this panic mode with this huge amount of tissue just shoved up your nose.
Right, we're live on the air while this is going on. And we're knee-deep in the topic. We just started the topic. So it's not like there's like a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's nowhere for you to go.
There's just blood at the end of the tunnel. And Vicky, of course, being Vicky, what does she do? She grabs her phone and starts taking pictures. So you can see that on KSW's Twitter page. There I am with a bunch of paper towels shoved up my nose. But I'm like, crap, I have to now turn because BJ's oblivious to all this. And I have to comment on what the conversation is. You know, they pay me to talk. And all of a sudden, I'm like, son of a bitch, he's going to. So I got to just full disclosure. The minute, you know, I open my mouth, I might as well just address what's going to be the bloody elephant in the room.
Oh, God.
And here's how it all went down. I just caused damage to myself.
What the hell's wrong? You got something hanging out of your nose. What is that?
It's a napkin because I have a bloody nose.
How did you get a bloody nose?
I got one earlier this morning when I was driving in. You know how hard it is to drive when your nose is gushing blood?
Well, were you picking it too badly?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Probably
was the answer.
Oh, gross, dude. Yeah. God.
Well, it's not like I want to have a bloody nose.
Well, you got to stop picking your nose, dude.
I wasn't picking my nose.
Tissue in your nose is already like soaking through with blood.
Yeah. Dude, happened. So you picked your nose so profusely this morning that you basically injured yourself, and now it's still injured.
Doesn't everyone does when they drive? They pick their nose? Am I the only one that does that?
This is just a pleasant day. I was about to have a nice little breakfast here, and now
you think I want to have a bloody nose in this room?
Well, maybe.
It's very awkward.
I know it's awkward, but you know, think of us for a change, okay? Think of the people around you.
Yeah, I will try not to have a bloody nose in the room.
Thank you.
My bad.
You sound good, though.
It feels great.
Yeah, you really sound.
Oh, dude, today was just been a beating. Luckily, I had a change of a shirt in my car.
So you bled all over yourself.
It looked like somebody threw a brick at my face.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm sorry to hear that.
Driving, and I'm trying to park, and it's like gushing, and I can't find any more napkins, so now I'm using the shirt, and now the shirt's all bloody.
Dude, you picked your nose that badly that you destroyed your shirt?
I have bloody nose issues. I've had it since I was a kid. I had to have cauterized or whatever it is.
What a delightful child you have been. Yeah. I mean, you're urinating in the armor, you pass out at command and just fall on people, and your nose bleeds everywhere.
And to make matters worse this morning, so this is happening. Right when this is happening, I'm getting out of my car.
All right.
That's when, you know how I have that problem with the Charlie horse.
You had an anal Charlie horse.
Yes.
Oy, oy, oy.
So then I get to the station, and then there's our intern. He's waiting outside. I'm trying to hide this. Like, I look like I got into a fight, and I'm also clenching my butt like as if I just got out of prison. And I'm like trying to get into the building. I'm like, I just want to get up to the. I'm like, all I kept thinking is, I do not want to see anybody. The intern's right there.
Oh,
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
This has been a banner day. Dude, it was so like it all started like as I'm getting closer to where the parking garage is, and I'm like, okay, I got a napkin. But then it was like bled through that napkin. Now I'm out of napkins, and I'm trying to find one. Usually I have a bunch, but I don't know where they are, and reaching everywhere in my car.
Like some crazy person on drugs walking around the streets.
Well, at this point, no, I'm still in the car, and then I'm trying to back into my spot. And I didn't realize there's a car, like two cars over, a guy's in his car. I'm in that, trying to let the blood dry and, you know, deal with this in the car before that's why, like, usually I get into work around, like, 3:45. I was in the parking lot at 3:40-ish. For about 15 minutes, I'm trying to clean this mess up.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got nothing to clean it with, so I'm, like, trying to, like a cat lick my hands. And, oh, dude, it was just disgusting. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, okay, now I still got the towel stuck in my nose, or not the towel, the paper towel napkin. And I'm thinking, I do not want to see anybody. Fortunately, I was like, man, it's a weird area when I leave the garage to walk to the station, because it's a kiddie corner, so I have to walk like a block to get to our building. And I'm like, well, at least nobody's going to bother me, because they're going to be like, who's this wacko with some paper towels shoved up his nose? But I didn't really want to make eye contact with anyone. So I finally am getting closer to the Promised Land, which is our building. I see the security guy that's usually posted up when I first walk in.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking across the street to the other Metropolitan Park Tower, the East Tower. And I'm thinking, perfect. He's not at the desk. This is awesome. Walk in, I'm like, I'm going to be able to do this. Nobody's going to see me looking like, because I mean, my face still is bloody. Like, I got a lot of it off, but
like the Andrew W.K. cover?
Yes! That's all I thought. I should have taken a picture and sent it to Andrew W.K. and be like, in the mornings, I party in the mornings. So here I am thinking, okay, Promised Land. Get in that elevator, get right to the bathroom, clean up the mess, everything's good. By that point, I'm thinking the blood is dried up, which it had, but I'm still looking. And as I'm walking, all of a sudden, I feel the anal Charlie horse kicking in. And I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Not today. Like, I never get them at work. So, of course, on the day where I already have a bloody nose, I've now got this, what feels like a sharp pointer just being rammed there. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's the worst feeling, man. It's really like,
I can't imagine it. Like, I
can't put it into words. It's probably like pregnancy.
Probably.
Probably. But I can't put that into words. So since those are two things I can't put into words, it's like getting shot in the butt. I can't put that into words. Yeah. I've never
had all of these things happen, so I don't know.
I've only had one of them happen, and it sucks. So now I'm like struggling. I'm like trying to clench. I'm like, God dang it. Like, how am I? Like, usually I lie down to try and help alleviate the pain, and I do as meant to sit up, do
you
this.
You fit
do
right
that.
In downtown Seattle.
I know. Right. I'm a bloody mess, walking like as if I'm holding a tennis ball on my cheeks.
I got to lay down. Don't worry about me.
Just start laying down on the street.
This is not at all strange. Oddly enough, I probably wouldn't be the odd looking person walking around on Howell Street at that time in the morning. So as I'm getting closer to the station, all of a sudden I realize it's like around 4:05, and I'm walking to the station. I'm like, crap, that's our intern.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yeah, he's on his phone, I think, probably reaching out to you. Being like,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, well, I'll be there in about 2 minutes.
Oh, I wish you would have showed up 2 minutes earlier. he's right there. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm trying not to make eye. Like, I'm trying to show him only my right side of my face, because the left side has the big wad of paper towels up there. So I'm like, crap. So I ripped that wad of paper towels out. And just, like, throw it in the garbage right by the front.
And hope the faucet doesn't restart.
Right. And I'm like, I think it's okay. And it was. But my face is still crusty and bloody. And I'm still walking like a weirdo. And now it's, like, super nice intern, Andrew.
Yeah.
Who's, like, a sweetheart of a guy. Like, he's this giant, like, big dude.
Yeah.
But, like, just super nice. Hey,
imagine, like, for people out there, if you watch Game of Thrones, imagine the mountain with curly hair.
Okay.
And a nice disposition.
He would have licked your face clean for you.
He's an intern. He would
do
anything.
That's how nice he is.
You know
what? You know?
Hey, Rick Dees used to have a guy walk around and used to wash his car. Yes. I can make our intern. He had his intern wash his car. Wash my face. Like a clean. Not at all weird.
God. Fits right into downtown.
Wow. Tommy's just all right.
Tommy's
whatever.
Like, what the hell is
I'm
happening?
Out.
Yeah. So I'm trying not to talk much to the guy because I don't want to bring attention to my face. And he's on his phone, so I'm like, good, stay buried in here. But you know, then we finally get up there, and I'm like, crap, I was going to go straight to the bathroom, but he needs to get let in. So I got to now like walk like a freaking penguin to the door, let him in, dropped off my crap, and then beelined it to the bathroom.
Yeah, usually you're just already post up in your office doing work, and I didn't see you at all, and I'm like, All right. Well, maybe he's just using the crapper.
Well, I sat on the crapper because that sometimes helps. It doesn't. There's like the best.
Does it feel like you have to poop?
Yes.
Okay. Because that.
Yes.
Okay. I know what that's like.
Like a very painful. You got to go potty kind of feeling,
mm-hmm.
but nothing's coming out. It's like there's nothing in you. Like,
and
it's
you
just,
can tell the difference between having to duke and that.
Yes. Sometimes. You know,
yeah. Well, I'm just saying because, if you think it's an anal trial horse and you got, your prairie dog, and that could be one terrible thing after another.
Yeah. It's very true. You know what the funny thing is? When I was a kid, I never knew what this was. I just thought it was like something like I have to poop so bad, but like I can't.
Oh, this is you've had this for your life.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until I got older, and thanks to the internet, I figured out what it was. I mean, I could go to a doctor, sure, but what fun is that?
Right.
You can diagnose yourself.
Self-diagnosis always works,
right? And the only reason why I know all this is because my then girlfriend, now wife, she looked it up because she thought maybe I had like anus cancer or something.
Right.
Yeah. Who they're going to be
such luck.
They're going to be performing at the Studio 7 with Napalm Death, I think, next week.
Metal Shop presents Anus Cancer.
Reunion tour. Sure. It's been since the late 80s when they first appeared on Steve's Mom's Crapper.
They were in remission.
Yes.
Damn it.
So now I'm sitting on the toilet knowing I don't have to go, but it's helping. It's mm-hmm. making a little. So after about 15 minutes.
Dude.
And that's a short. Like, usually these can go anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour. And I'm so glad it didn't go an hour because I couldn't get anything accomplished.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do in the morning? You're just like stuck there hoping you can send out emails on your phone?
That's how I sent the jokes to Vicky for the social media that way.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you got to walk around. Like, I try all these different things. Part of me was like, I think there's weed somewhere in our building. I should just smoke some weed.
Yeah.
Because from what I read on I think it was Wikipedia or somewhere, WebMD, it said one of the ways like people can get prescribed back in the medical marijuana days,
uh-huh.
which I guess still exists some places, but
yeah.
mm-hmm. Marijuana can help alleviate the pain. A bath can alleviate the pain. But I'm like, well, there's no bathtubs, and that would be weird if I just took a bath in the middle of the morning
mm-hmm.
here at the station.
Mm-hmm. Dropping the toilet.
Everyone's like, why is Steve in the kitchen sink naked? I've got an Indian Charlie horse. Leave me alone.
There is a shower downstairs.
Yeah, that's it's not a bath, though.
I think it's all done. I think they got rid of it.
Did they?
I never saw it.
Me neither. I didn't even know
until they said we're getting rid of it that there was one here.
I would love to check out our shower here at the station.
Right.
Or at the building.
Yeah.
So, finally, it gets a little bit better. But, man, it was just brutal. That's why. And then when it starts bleeding again, I doubt I lost much blood.
But you're just like, this day is over.
It just makes you feel lightheaded. It makes you feel weird. And I'm just like, I need to eat something. So I grabbed the Twix candy bar.
Mm. And keep that blood sugar.
Yeah, just something to get help me get through this podcast. And then Toppy's like, because I ate one. And I'm like, hey, does anyone want the other one? And Toppy jokingly, what'd you say? Like, I only want it if it's the right.
I said yes. And then I said, wait, is it the left or the right?
Right. So then I give him the package, and it turns out there's actually a campaign about
election year, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So weird.
It says, join the taste test and pick a side with hashtag left Twix or hashtag right Twix, and then it shows you if you want to go left Twix, you rip it from this side of the package. If you want to go left Twix or right Twix, you got to flip it over and rip it from that side of the package. I kind of ripped it in the middle, but I ripped it mainly on the left side, so I guess I went team left Twix.
That is so weird.
Right.
Like, who has a preference for that? I know people have like food preferences where they have to have all their food separate.
Right.
Or some people complete opposite where they can just mix everything up and do that. But I haven't heard of a left or right Twix or anything
Never.
Along those lines.
Until Toppy said it as a joke. And then.
Well, you guys have seen the TV commercials though, right?
I haven't. I flash forward through every commercial.
Like, I know the two for me, none for you, but I haven't known like a left or right.
I know the plop, plop, fizz, been? Fizz, or whatever leaf
These
it
are
is.
Not That's new commercials. They're different. Making the factor, the left Twix factory making fun of the right Twix factory.
Is this new?
No, I missed those.
No, it's not that new.
I haven't seen them.
Honestly.
What?
There's very rare moments that I'm watching live television, unless it's hockey right too. Now or football.
And I've got Hulu now, and I paid for the non-commercial version, so I don't get any commercials.
I feel like I'm missing out on commercials.
You're missing out. These are not new commercials.
Are they in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah. See, it's been years since I watched the commercial. Get with the Joneses, Toppy. Come on.
But yeah, there's a factory that makes left, and there's a factory that makes right, and they're always like they're doing a tour of the left factory, and the one kid says something about the right factory, and they tape his mouth closed, or they're the left factory or the right factory is looking at the other one, and they're saying that they're staying up or they're working late because of the other factory, and then they're like, well, I wonder if they're working late because we're working late. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And they're all laughing at each other.
I have no idea about any of this.
No, these are not new commercials.
Wow. You think you get two left Twixes in one pack?
No, like, because then it would become the right Twix.
Well, why don't if the left factory puts two in one pack?
And they're both behind the same gate, but there's two buildings, one on each side.
How soon until they start selling, just like you could buy either a left Twix or a right Twix, and then when in the packaging, instead of it being side by side, it's just one long, like two long ones, and then like a cardboard like placement, like a, you know, like a placer.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, like it's just because you know people would buy them.
They already have the double size Twix where you get the four, like, you know, king size when you get any of those. So I could see them just doing, just one half side. These are the left ones.
Yeah.
Or you could get the original and a peanut butter left one in the same package.
Ooh.
I wish they
What's wrong with that, Toppy? Toppy hating on the peanut butter.
It's just stupid.
What? This is marketing, man.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. That way you get a little bit of both.
Exactly.
I mean, do you think it's stupid they have multiple flavors of Starburst in the package? No.
No, it's the left-right thing, man. It's just...
You gotta make your place out there. Show your individuality. Go left.
Hey, blood is on your hands. You're the one who brought this up.
Blood is on your hands because you guys bloody nose.
Yes, that's a good point.
I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm the one person in this room that has seen these ads.
I had no idea until today that there was any kind of controversy between the left and the right Twixes. Yeah.
This is such a stoner conversation,
right?
Too.
We need to play it back next week in slow motion.
Ooh, yeah, right? That'll be a good one.
Tune in next week for the slow motion version of this conversation. Oh, that is hilarious.
Very serendipitous.
I do like the idea of doing a peanut butter and
in a caramel?
A regular one in one package. Because when I went to our little market down in the sales end to get this Twix bar, I was looking first for the peanut butter. I like the peanut butter one better than the original.
I like the original on those, but I prefer the peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love those way more than normal M&Ms.
My whole opinion is you add peanut butter to any candy, it trumps whatever it originally was. No different than if you make it sour, it trumps whatever it originally was, too.
Sour Twix? I don't think I can get behind
that. I'm talking about like... Like a Sour Patch Kid is better than gummy bears.
So the left one is sour, and the right one is...
Shut up. Like Mike and Ike's? I hate Mike and Ike's.
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
You make them sour, all of a sudden they're Zowers, and they're amazing.
Mm. See, those are what, the Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
I really like those.
Mm. Right.
Because those are one of the few gummies that I actually like, because you don't have to just chew on them. You can kind of, you know, suck on them a little bit, get that sour out of it, and then you're cool.
Then you get too worked up about it, you get that raw tongue. Why are those guys staring at us in the other room?
I think they're taking a tour of this room does this, this room does this.
Oh, so
here's a bunch of dumbasses, and you're talking about stuff.
I think they're like potential engineers because they're getting new engineers for our company because our engineer retired.
Yeah.
Would it have been weird if all of us got up and just mooned them?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time someone mooned someone through that glass.
Right? Well, she doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. We probably shouldn't.
Yeah, we don't want to take those chances.
Hey, guys, check out our butts. Look at our ass, man.
I don't think she went into modeling. Same.
Definitely not ass modeling.
It's probably nicer to look at than ours, though.
That's probably true.
I don't know. Rev's been working out.
Yeah, I have been working out. And
doing
we have
squats?
The butt stuff, which we call it, the squats, the stairs.
I don't know if you want to call it the butt
stuff. Lunges. Stuff.
Yeah, lunges, all of those things.
When you get under two bills, I want to see you naked.
If I get under two bills,
I'll get naked with you.
Wow.
No?
Wow. Yeah,
it just got weird.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be, I guess for the rest of my life, I'm hovering at 201.
No, I think that's a good, I think that's the next Mixed Cash Challenge. Rev gets under 200.
And everyone gets
naked?
We
all get naked. We have a party where everybody, all the douches.
Everyone under two bills gets naked.
No! Everybody.
Everyone.
I'm saying that we're getting under two bills again.
No? Yeah. Okay. Next thing you know, where's Toppy and Nick? They're at the fast food joint down the block. They're eating six cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they're over 200.
Yeah, we're trying to make weight.
Yeah. It's like a UFC fight, only different.
Yeah.
Speaking of food, All right, one quick before we get to the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages. Here's a great example of A, I have no idea what my wife makes me for lunch, and B, I'm not very good at communicating with her sometimes.
Uh-oh.
So my wife makes me lunch all the time. And
like a good woman should do.
Damn straight. Yeah. It's not luck. It's expected.
Hey, right. Wait, I'm married now. Listen to this woman.
Yeah, Michelle.
Make right. me a lunch.
Yeah.
Between two pieces of bread.
Whatever it is, make it for him.
Yeah.
Whatever he wants, you do it.
Yeah.
He's the man, and you're his servant.
Oh, Jesus.
No?
She actually listened to this.
What's
I don't
Kirk
know if
Cameron?
I can.
Yeah. I know, right?
I don't know if I can condone that.
That
one.
Kirk Cameron story is ridiculous. How did the dude from Growing Pains become such an insufferable a-hole?
He loves Jesus a lot.
Yeah,
apparently
Jesus
takes
too.
But he takes it the weird way, man.
Right.
He loves it the way that, yeah.
Yeah, the misinterpreted way.
Yeah.
It's, do yourself some research and you can look up Kirk Cameron and
go watch his movie.
And wife's
And by
wife's
that,
servants.
I mean get really baked yeah. and watch his movie.
I haven't done that. That sounds like a great idea. But yeah, like his whole new stance is like your wife is your servant.
Yeah.
Basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Check that out.
Maybe like, hey, babe.
Toppy's converting.
Hey, babe, this Kirk Cameron, remember Growing Pains?
You
Mike
liked
Siever?
Him, right?
He's great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything he says and does is very, I mean, we should live our life like him, right? He says you should be my servant. Now serve me.
Now do it.
My wife joining all the other cults. Why not this one?
Oh, really?
Is she a part of the Illuminati yet?
No, she's just a weirdo vegan.
Oh, no, that's right.
A weirdo vegan. Well, speaking of vegan, my wife, who also is a vegan, makes my lunches. So they're always vegan based.
Someone's a little salty. Unless that's
See,
vegan.
Toppy, as I do, we enjoy our vegan meals.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe one of us is lying. And that would be top shelf.
Couscous again.
No.
Well, anyway, so she prepares lunch sometimes, depending on the day. Some days I just get something, and then I go, it's like a meat-a-palooza. I'm like, get me a sandwich with lots of meat, and give me some chicken tenders. I've done that before where I've gone to like whatever the Hagen store is called these days, whether it be Albertsons, whether it be
Safeway,
Top
yeah.
Foods.
Oh, that's
I don't
a
know.
Whole thing now. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous. They shut down the one right by our house, and I don't know when it's going to become something again, but you know it's going to be a grocery store, so let's just get to it already.
Right.
Well, I get a sandwich, like one of the sandwiches at the deli, and it's so good, roast beef. And I just finished playing hockey, so I'm like, you know, I've burnt off a few calories. I'm like, you know what? She's like, anything else? I'm like, and three chicken tenders.
Sweet.
Pick the big ones. Yeah, take
yeah,
the big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only three. I mean, granted, they're the size
it's
of like.
Only three, and they're like fillets.
Right.
And you're over there drowning in guilt. She doesn't give a crap. She's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Three chicken tenders, so.
This isn't out of the ordinary. Yeah. You only want three? You're
Seems
not getting any JoJo's?
Oh, man.
God, that sounds.
The rest, yeah, she's like, have you seen everybody else that's ordering food
right.
here? There's no shame in getting a full sixer.
Yeah. God, that I got to get rid of this mac and cheese. It's been out here for a while. You want any of that?
Oh, we hit Famous Dave's yesterday, and I felt like that after eating the burger and not finishing the fries. I'm like, I won't finish the fries. I'll be good.
But then you finish the fries.
I finished most of the fries.
Dude, I mean, that even happens with my friends over at Canyon Pizza. I go there. The lady loves me. Probably because I eat. I keep them in business outside of people buying gas from their. It's a gas station after all.
Yeah.
And I get, sometimes I'll go in there and it's like the days where I'm like, I shouldn't. But I'm really kind of wanting, like, I already had my vegan lunch, and I kind of want one slice of pizza won't hurt, right?
Right.
So I go in there, I'm like, yeah, I like that slice of pepperoni. And every time that I'm telling myself, I just want that. That seems to be the day where she's just trying to unload like pizza that's been in there for a long period of time.
She's like, so you want another one for free?
Right. She'll just put another, not even ask.
Wait.
Oh. She just like grabs another slice that's been sitting in the like the rotisserie and just puts it on top of the other pizza that I got. And she's like, I'll only charge you for one. And then I'm like, well, that's just a, I mean, then I'm just being financially stupid.
That's America right there,
right.
man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Why get one when you can get two for the same
Dude,
price
like,
or cheaper?
Oh, man. Like right. the movie theaters when you're like, I would like a small drink. It's like, you know, for 50 cents,
right.
you can get the
right.
large. And it's like, do I need a gallon and a half of
right.
soda?
No, but.
It's only 50 cents.
That's why they do it.
It's financially irresponsible not to.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, I would be a moron financially if I said, no, I only want the one pizza. I don't want the free one as well.
Yeah.
So then I take it. Now I've eaten two giant slices of pizza. And that kind of defeated the whole purpose.
Yeah. Eat the crusts?
Oh, the crust
Always.
Is the best part.
Attaboy.
Always.
I don't get people who leave the crust. In college, I used to be the guy that would take my friend's crust out of the pizza box and eat it.
Oh.
I didn't care.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. What's wrong with that?
Because they've already been gnawing on
it. You're sharing
them,
a pipe. You're sharing beer bombs.
Right.
All right. I guess that's a good point. If you're going to get anything, you've already gotten it from the weed pipe.
Right. I'm living in a frat house. I mean, I should have...
All right. Yeah, okay.
It's not clean.
Yeah. The only person I do that now with is with the wife, and she'll sometimes eat the crust if I'm kind of trying to be over it.
Oh, isn't that
sweet of her? It was one of those where I said it like this week because we've been moving, and so we had pizza one night just because there was no time to make
pizza
anything.
And moving go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I set the crust down. I was like, well, I'm doing something else. And she's like, can I have that? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure, okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. Dude, I remember one time way back in the day when Andy Savage moved from a house to another house in Lake Forest. He moved from Kent to Lake Forest Park.
Ooh.
And so a bunch of us helped out. He's like, oh, pizza. And I'm like, cool. And then we get there, I'm like, doing all. He's like, where's the pizza? He's like, oh, I'm going to go pick it up. He comes back. He didn't realize at the time that Papa Murphy's was take and bake. So he comes back with all the pizza, and we're starving. And he's like, I got to cook it first. We need to hook up the stove. The stove wasn't hooked up yet.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, you ass.
It'll be 12 minutes, and that's only one pizza.
Right. It's right. Like, oh, I hate you. So anyways, was it yesterday? I go out, get it out of our refrigerator in the office, and I'm like, okay, time for lunch. I open this thing up, and sometimes she makes like these weird salads that are.
Like, I love how we called it a thing.
This
didn't
thing
even
I'm
know
eating
what it
here,
was.
Dude.
This thing I'm
so
eating
I'm like,
here.
This is very weird. Does not look like something that she would usually make for me. And I'm like, I don't know if it's like some kind of cranberries or beets or whatever it is, but it's just like a bunch of them. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's just some new salad that she just came across. I guess I could have texted her and been like, hey, babe, what's up?
Yeah.
What's going on with this meal that you just
what you feeding me?
What's up? But I don't want to be a douche because I was like, well, what if like this is something that she's excited about? And I'm like, what the F is going on with this lunch? Yeah. Like, am I supposed to eat this whole thing? So I power through it because I'm like, I got to eat it.
Probably better that way. You didn't know what was in
power
there.
Power through it, huh?
Yes. Any other meal, typically, I would say I ate it and it was fine. I power through this one, right?
I'm notice like, the word he used. Fine. Not good. Not delicious.
Stop reading into it, you guys.
Oh, no. We're reading into this one.
I like her meals.
Oh,
but
sure.
When I say that, you all groan like as if I'm lying. So I'm trying to come up with a little bit more of a, like, less excitable words because I don't want you guys questioning my love for my vegan meals that my beautiful wife makes for me.
Either, oh, Steve loves this meal, or Steve's going to hate this
right.
one.
So I eat it. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Might have swung by Canyon Pizza on the way home because I'm like, that wasn't enough of a meal. It was weird.
You know what it was yet?
So I get home, and I never bothered to bring it up to her. And this is strike against me from being bad at communicating. So I'm just hanging out. We're getting ready for dinner. And she goes, what did you have for lunch today, hon? I'm like, what do you mean? I had what you gave me. She goes, oh, man.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, damn Mondays. I don't know what I was thinking, but when I prepared your meals... she makes all the meals for the entire week on Sundays and then just kind of puts them all in Tupperware and all this crazy stuff.
Damn.
Right. It's a long day for her, but you know what? When she comes home from work, she doesn't have to worry about anything. And for me, it's great because I don't have to prepare anything.
Word.
Turns out she cut up a bunch of beets for the entire week for different things.
Did you just eat beets?
Yes.
Ugh.
That was this morning?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Like five big beets.
That's not sliced. Blood coming out of your nose.
Yeah.
That's just beets.
Dude.
Like, when you sat on the toilet,
yeah.
Did you just think Armageddon? Have you done it yet? Because that's like Armageddon if you forget.
I know. I've had those times where I thought I was bleeding internally.
Yeah.
Like, I literally freaked out like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I need to go to the doctor. Right. Oh, I ate beets last night.
And I've seen what they do to blue cheese dressing, man. That's disgusting.
If you have an anal Charlie horse and that happens.
Oh, I would have been so terrified.
God, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, you ate five giant beets that I sliced up and put in Tupperware. I'm like, oh. And she's like, you ate them all? I'm like, I kind of had to power through them. But yeah, I ate them all. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like,
and you're just like, whatever. Right. My wife made me a weird meal. I'm just going to eat it.
I just didn't know. I didn't know. Dude, it's color. My pee is a different color.
Yeah.
Everything is weird right
it's
now.
It's going to be like that guy who turned orange on Scrubs from eating all the carrots. You're just going to turn into a redhead.
And the whole
literally
time she's like, I don't think it's I don't think you should eat that many beets, but I don't know if it's bad. I'm like,
you're a veggie. You should be fine.
I was like, I'm sure we'll find out in the next few days if everything's okay.
Yeah. Enter today.
Yeah. Yeah, today I've been a bloody mess.
Bloody mess and an anal Charlie horse.
So for all I know, maybe I just had a runny nose.
Right.
And that was just, that was just the beet.
Yeah, did you taste it?
It tastes like beets.
Mm.
Oh, God. Like Dr. Dre's headphones. Yeah, that was
Beats by Steve.
Stupidity Steve right there at its fullest.
It's awesome.
I'll just eat it. It's in front of me.
Moral of the story, if something looks weird, maybe consult your wife.
Right. She's like, so at no point you thought to maybe text me and ask why do you have a giant beets? Tupperware of sliced beets?
It's not like anything could get fixed at that point. I mean, you can't go home
you could
and
just
get food.
You could just not eat them and have them for the rest of the week.
He's got to eat something.
I could have done legitimately. Went to Canyon Pizza and had pizza.
Yeah, or gotten some chicken nuggets or...
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, it all ends on a happy note because that just meant she felt so bad that I had an awesome giant bowl of popcorn as a treat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Life, man.
Did you get that popcorn salted or did you go unsalted?
It was buttered with vegan butter, of course.
Mm. What is that?
It's just, I don't know. It's
what the hell is vegan butter?
It's herbs. No, actually,
stuff.
Can't be chemicals.
It looks like butter. It tastes like butter.
All right.
It's butter.
Don't ask then, I guess.
It's like tree
vegan
pulp
mayo.
Or something.
It's coconut
vegan
oil.
Vegan mayo?
It's vegan everything.
Why don't they just call it whatever else it is? Stop
chemicals.
Trying to make it what they, like.
It's a bunch of soy to look like things.
Oh, yeah. This
pretty thing. Much.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah,
that's
I got that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was, dude. I was, she's looking at me like, the whole night, rest of the night. I can't believe you just ate all those beets. I'm like, I didn't know what else to do. I just figured that was I thought it was like a beet salad.
Yeah. I thought I was being punished.
She's like, yeah, what did you do? And you're just thinking that all day.
Why did I piss her off? Yeah. What did I do?
Wow, my babe, you've gotten lazy with the lunch preparations these days.
Just slicing beets? Yeah. What's up?
Is she just like, is she mad at me?
And then she's like, I've made you beet salads before. It still has lettuce and other ingredients in it. Why do you think I would just give you five giant beets cut up for lunch?
Yeah, wow. I love beet salad, so I was figuring if you...
Dude, I wish I should have taken a picture of it. I mean, it looks exactly what you think. It just looks like a bunch of sliced red things.
Yeah. And you never thought just to be... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
You're amazing.
Dude, just trying to keep her happy.
Well, it's an interesting week for you then. Gosh.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's just been, is it Tuesday only?
It's only Tuesday.
God
you still
dang.
Got. You still have to power through three more full days.
If I could power through a giant Tupperware thing of beets, I could power through three more days of work.
Positive thinking there.
There we go. All right, why don't we do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages?
It's the Beats Cast.
Unreal, man. Rev, I'm going to put it in your hand, Mary Boy.
Let's go voicemail.
Voicemails. All right. I think we have a couple, so let's check them out. You can leave a voicemail, 253-271-4787. That's 253-271-4787. Leave us a voicemail, leave us a text message, and hopefully we'll get to them.
You know what pisses me off? Is when you have a favorite podcast or two, and you just want to hear them, but damn, they're not getting uploaded. What's up with that? You got to wait. You get two of them, and then the next day you get one, and at the end of the day you might get one more.
Free things
it's just,
suck, huh?
It's really chapping my ass. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, guys, just kidding. Love the show. You get me to my mom's and back. Love it, love it, love it, love it. You guys all rock.
Thank you.
# Big Bunny.
Oh.
Greeting you. Bye-bye. Keep up the good work.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've been having our new website, which is, I like our new website, but man, the process to get things up there on the website.
Growing pains right now.
Have been challenging, because it's like that nobody has straight answers yet, because nobody understands what's going on.
And it's happening with everyone, from the men's room for their daily podcast, for Geek Nation, for Geek's Cast, ours. It's just...
Isn't it across the country, like in some other...
I would imagine whoever's dealing...
We're having some other...
is, everyone knows about it. The engineers know about it. They're just trying to figure out exactly what's going on.
It's been frustrating for us as well. Obviously, you know, none of us want to do extra work and then not have it show up for people to enjoy. Then it's just like, you know,
I mean,
we could just go to lunch and eat some beets together and not have to be in this room.
Like, I'm down.
Yeah, we could have a beet party. Toppy clearly will bow out on that party.
I do not eat beets.
Beets are
underrated. Beets are I used to earthy. Not like them, but they're I like them now.
Yeah. Matt three puts out of four podcasters yeah. recommend.
Matt puts them in his smoothies. He's talking to me about that.
Oh,
but I won't put them in. I haven't put them in my smoothies yet. They're too earthy.
I don't like smoothies that aren't like your typical
like
smoothie.
Fruit,
like something that you would get at Orange Julius. That's fine, or Jamba Juice. That's fine. But I don't like the ones that are like, this has wheatgrass and energy.
Chia seeds, man. Those are my jam.
Yeah, he doesn't like he's giving people crap for putting beets in. He puts chia seeds. Like, that's pretty earthy.
It adds a thickness
in
the
teeth.
It does. But it gets everywhere. You'll just have little sprouts everywhere because they're the same chia seeds that you put on a chia plant.
I know. My wife is big into those. And I'm like, so if I like put the chia seeds on my head, would it grow a plant?
Yeah, absolutely.
That wouldn't be weird at all if I just walk into work with just chia seeds smothered on my head and I refuse to shower until I grow.
That'd be amazing.
I new Mixed Cash challenge.
I back this endeavor.
We all do it. We put it around our crotch and we just get a chia crotch.
Oh, yuck.
All right, I've gone too far.
Yeah, that's too far.
Sorry. Next voicemail.
I swear, my wife asked me one more time how she looks when she puts on some outfit, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
Just always say it looks great.
Yeah, but then it's like you always say it looks great. I'm like, well, you always look great. You're biased. Well, I'm like, well, that's why I married you, because I thought you looked great.
And
I mean, obviously other stuff too.
And I've already figured out.
Like your beet salad is definitely a selling point in this marriage.
I've already figured out no matter what you say, it doesn't matter. They're going to do the exact opposite, whatever.
Right.
Like you're going to be, oh, that looks great. They're going to go and get something else entirely.
I'm shocked if when we're getting ready to go somewhere, if she sticks with like the second outfit, that's a success story. But typically it's like 2, 3, maybe 4 outfit changes. And then if I did, like, I'll sometimes do it, and she's like, well, the first shirt was fine. What do you, and I'm like, now you know what it feels like.
Turn to those tables.
Here's a Tupperware full of beets. Eat it.
Eat it.
Experience my pain. All right, next voicemail.
Deuces. I'm calling because it's 3:20 a.m. and I am in the stupidest, ridiculous situation of my life. I'm riding a Razor scooter because I went to the Aaron Jones concert and I got out 2 hours ago. I got really drunk and I rode the bus. I got off the bus because I was drunk. I got an Uber. I got out the bus, out the Uber because I was drunk. Then I walked and I found a Razor scooter.
Oh,
now I am Razor scootering home.
No, he didn't.
I got about a mile to go. I'm 29 years old.
Isn't it easier just to walk?
And I'm Razor scootering home.
You're going to die.
And I love my life. Couldn't be happier. I wish Duff McKagan had come out from backstage at the Aaron show, but I love my life. Peace. I mean,
he should have offered him a Razor scooter.
Wow.
You know you had a good night when you end up home the next
with somebody else's Razor scooter.
Oh, man. If whoever it was that left that voicemail, please call back and let me know if you remembered doing that.
Yeah.
And where was the Razor scooter when you woke up?
And why you got off the bus in the first place? Because
it sounded like he got kicked off because he was drunk. Or maybe he just wandered off. I've done that.
So the Uber driver kicked him out because he was drunk?
Could be.
I've seen that.
And he didn't sound like annoying drunk.
No.
He sounded adventurous drunk.
And maybe that's what it was. He's just like, oh, let me off here.
Yeah. Or maybe the destination was at the place where the Razor scooter was.
Or he forgot his destination. He's just like, oh, this is where I'm at. Okay, we're here.
Just drive me off here. I see a Razor scooter.
Or maybe he realized the surge pricing for Uber and decided to get out before it cost too much.
There you go.
Trader Joe's has beets on sale. I'm going there.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, like, the actual, like, the Razor scooter, that brand. I mean, I had a scooter when I was younger, but not.
Those things are terrifying.
Ours were cool.
Those were ours were like, they had like inflatable wheels, and you could do tricks, and it brakes.
Yeah, and they felt like you could like stand on them and do some destruction to some things.
Yeah, oh man, you know, I wish I had one of those scooters again. I wonder if Toys R Us still sells them. I wanted to start like just scooting around my neighborhood.
Yeah, it was like
on
one of those.
On a Razor?
Like no, not the Razor. Like they look like a skateboard,
Yeah.
but they had like two mini bicycle, like look like mountain bike tires.
Oh, God.
gosh, okay, I did have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the handlebars like a BMX bike.
And stuff a little bit.
It was like, yeah, it was like a BMX bike.
Yeah.
But it was a scooter.
Oh my gosh, I forgot I had one of those.
Yeah. Those were awesome.
But it's a scooter.
Right. They weren't like this little fold up crap thing.
Yeah, those things were terrifying because they're just itty bitty. Yeah. Like, what are you supposed to do with that?
And they have like a little rollerblade wheel on as their wheels.
Oh, yeah, you spin around, do tricks and stuff. And
yeah, but the old school BMX scooters, that was the one where I was going down a hill and I was like, I wonder how good the brakes are. And I slammed on the brakes.
And you flipped?
And I flew off of it and landed in the middle of the street.
But they work.
Yeah, they work great.
Pretty good.
And I remember I came home and my dad's like, why are you all scraped up? Knees bloody, this, all this. I'm like, well, I want it. And I told him why. And he's like, you're an idiot.
Thanks.
Put some peroxide on it.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it. It'll be fine.
Tell people you ate beets.
All goes back to the beets, doesn't it, boys? Let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, guys. What's up? Love the show. Dwayne here, a.k.a. Hocknado.
Oh, hey.
Anyway, I was listening to the cast the other day, and I'm glad you enjoyed the drunken mixed cast.
Yes.
Funny
we did.
Stuff. Anyway, I tweeted Toppy and Nick some pictures of the bunny. Yes, it's real. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys. Toppy! Peace out.
What did he tweet me?
Those giant bunnies.
Because remember, like, hey, was that real or not? Yeah.
Yeah, those things are a real deal, man.
Oh, dude, it's a huge bunny. Yeah. Yeah, that was. That drunk stuff was funny, man. I re-listened to some of the podcast, and I was laughing even listening to it
I missed that podcast, but we went back and listened to that. Yeah. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
It's just so stupid.
It's so funny.
I've tried it on one of these. I will play it eventually, one of the voicemails. But the program we have, like our Adobe Audition, our Cool Edit, the editing software that we use, I tried slowing the speed down, but it sounds way too, and you'll hear it later when we get to it, but it doesn't sound as awesome as the iTunes version, so I got to find a different way to slow it down, because on iTunes, man, it sounds great.
That's awesome.
Like, let me see if I can pull one up. Like, what am I listening to right now? I'll just throw it on there. And oh, it's Louis C.K. with Marc Maron. So let's say, let me try and.
I started thinking of people, and Laurie Metcalf's name kept coming up.
Phil Lewis?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I knew that she was a great actress.
Yeah.
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 That's the best.
I wasn't sure it was her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a piece from her show called Getting On.
It's funnier when they're thinking about what they're saying,
right.
too. Because then it gets even slower.
You can hear the wheels spinning.
Because we're not good. Sweet. I'd love to talk to him. Yeah, I bet you would.
It's still funny.
I would love to
it's
hear.
Awesome.
I would love to hear like Eminem's Rap God because of how fast he raps on that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like slowed down just to see if it even goes normal or if it just sounds like a drunk dude rapping really fast.
I wonder if there's like a podcast where it's like, you know, a quick newscast, like a minute long.
Mm-hmm.
I should try and see like CNN or BBC or one of those places. And that could be like a feature on
drunk
this podcast.
News.
Right. The Drunk News Report. And every Tuesday when we do our podcast, we get the latest. Like it had to be a short thing that's available on iTunes. That way I could use that function so it sounds good.
Totally.
But that'd be pretty funny.
That would be.
Maybe we'll start doing that in the near future. I don't know. Or maybe we'll forget.
Yeah.
No different. Yeah,
a lot of the things that we talk about.
Then I forget to tell my wife that I just ate a giant Tupperware of beets. Was that weird?
Is that weird?
Let's check out our next voicemail.
I need to vent about something.
Okay.
That annoys me.
All right.
People who say, no problem, or no worries, in response to thank you. That's not the answer, okay? You're supposed to say you're welcome.
Oh. I'm guilty of that.
Me too.
And I've seen other people bitch about that too on Facebook.
Why is that such a thing?
Apparently there's like this new issue that we as Americans have lost the art of saying you're welcome. But I don't think no problem or no worries is a bad response if someone says thank you. Sometimes I feel weird being like if someone says, hey, thanks for the help. And I write back, you're welcome. I don't know. It just...
Yeah.
It comes off more snarky than no problem. Like, I feel like no problem's like a fun loving way. Like, hey, it's not a big deal. You don't need to thank me.
Well, that's like ending a sentence with a period means like you're being passive aggressive or something now.
Right.
So now I'm thinking about that. Like, everything I respond with is just exclamation points. When I'm excited and happy that we're doing this.
Right. Because otherwise it sounds coarse.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I just was answering your question.
It's so weird.
We're losing all ability. I worry about the kids of the future because I don't know how people are going to communicate. It's just going to be emoticons or emojis.
Yeah,
the whole time because I use them way too much.
I do too.
Not with dudes. Like my hockey buddies. Like you can kind of still communicate like human beings and not come off like a douche. Or we're all just such douches that we don't care.
Yeah.
But with like my wife, if I she's like, hey. You know, did you just eat a whole bowl of beets for lunch? If I wrote yes, that sounds like I'm being rude. But if I write yes with a happy face, then it's fine.
Yeah.
I know, my brain hurts, but that's the world we live in now, boys.
I answered your question.
Right. Like, shouldn't that be good
but that's
enough?
The problem is, like, I answered your question. That's how they see right. it as, and you're just like... No, I just answered
Now, if you answered it by saying, I answered your question with the little smiley face with the tongue sticking out, you're fine.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I've been putting them in, like, even in emails, like work emails.
Yep.
And I'm just like, well, I think it's acceptable. I know most people are like, oh, you shouldn't do that. But now, especially with what we do, it's like we're not even, like, serious people anyway. So I don't think, like...
Nobody's expecting professional letters from us.
Yeah, so I think I just, like, kind of get away with those smiley faces or anything like that. Or, I mean, I even did one that was just, like, the little, like, the greater than signs to make it look like you're doing shifty eyes.
Oh.
Like, I did that one, and I was like, well, I hope they understand what that is.
In an email?
Yeah.
You're weird.
I know.
I like doing the...
I would never do that in an email. I wouldn't do like the smiley face, like the colon and the whatever, the bracket.
Well, whenever I write a female here at work, called. I just do a bunch of equal signs and then end it with the letter D.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, because that's a penis.
Right. Use a little 8 in the beginning, so you have a little
that
testes.
I was trying to say 3, but I'm like, that's an inverted testicle. Couldn't remember which one you use for that. It is the number 8. Duh. I don't know why. My brain's not, I'm on a loss for blood, boys. I can't think clearly.
You need the left Twix.
Yes, I did. I should have. Damn it, Toppy. Why'd you eat the smarter Twix?
Yeah, you ruined
Twix?
It.
Delicious.
Let's check out our next voicemail.
Now, this one is, the one I just played was labeled number 5. Now, this one's called 5 Drunk.
Okay, so this is my attempt at slowing that, because I said it would be funny to play the venti, not coffee, but the venting voicemails. Yeah. I like a venti voicemail, please. And slow it down so it sounds like the person's drunk, but you'll hear that it was not very successful.
I need to vent about something.
Oh, okay. It's not bad, actually.
That annoys me. People who say, no problem, or no worries, in response to thank you. That's not the answer. Okay, you're supposed to say you're welcome.
She sounds high more than
yeah,
does.
Yeah. That editing software makes them sound stoned.
Which is funny, fine. Too. Yeah.
It's Washington, after all.
Yeah.
And that is like a stoner rant.
That's great.
All right, that's all of our voicemail.
Now we have one more.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, guys. So the thing that drives me absolutely crazy is
one a week,
when
bitch.
People do not use their blinkers.
It is
out of control. I don't know why.
It's out of
built
control.
Built into the car.
It's an epidemic. Pop shelf, it's an epidemic.
Click the blinker switch. That's it. Yeah. And then I'll know you're making a turn.
Sure.
If you just slam on your brakes in front of me, I have no idea why.
I agree with her.
To be perfectly honest, now that I've been driving, even though I've only done the Tacoma commute twice so far.
You get more annoyed with drivers?
I'm getting ragey, man.
Yeah.
Toppy and Nick already know that I get ragey in the car.
You turnabouts?
Do roundabouts, yeah.
Well, if you don't obey the rules to a roundabout, and if you don't yield when you're supposed to... What am I supposed to do when you're just going to go for it? You need to yield when you're on the right side. Yeah, right side.
You ever get mad at the other driver?
To the left,
and then you quickly, as you're yelling out loud to yourself, you realize, oh, actually, I guess I was in the wrong. Yeah, I've done that a lot.
I've done that where I'm like, oh, man, oops.
But in my head, I'm like, but still, F that guy.
Yeah.
He should have known what I was doing. You know what bothers me even more? Because when I get out of my house in the development that we live in, there's not in order to get onto the main strip, it's not like a light. So you got to kind of just like wait. So
and
I
hope.
I hate when people are coming down and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and they don't put the blinker on And then I'm like, and then they eventually turn into our development. I'm like, if I would have known you were turning, I could have popped out. Like, right. you just made this more difficult for me, you ass.
Or like, if there's enough room for two people and they don't have their blinker on, like if you're getting out of like a driveway of like a restaurant or something. Right. I'll go on the right-hand side, and then we're making the right-hand turn at the exact same time. And I'm like, well, we could have avoided that, douche.
Right.
Like, there's no reason to get mad at me. You're the one in the wrong.
She's right. I mean, it's not hard just to flip the switch.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to go, like, you know, into the back seat and grab something. You don't have to, like, turn on your Bluetooth to make a switch. Yeah. Damn it, all these people, I tell you. All right, that's all of our voicemails. Ah! Ah! Here we go! Give me five.
Makes it better.
All right, let's see. Nick, what do you want us to do?
Emails.
All right, we got a couple of those, and that's themixcast@gmail.com. First one comes from Mike. I was in tears listening to the drunk and slowed down Burger King conversation. That should be a new segment for sure. Last week, you guys were talking about selling cigarettes. When I was on deployment in the Marines in the field, there was a guy who did not smoke, but he would bring a carton of cigarettes and sell one cigarette for $20.
Nice. Brilliant.
There you go.
God, that's awesome.
Capitalism at its finest.
In a different country.
Right.
He would sell out to the poor boys who do not bring enough smokes. Peace out. By the way, fix the app so that we can download BJM Mix. Most days lately are downloading or are missing. Yeah,
We're trying.
We're getting through this. One of these days, everything will be working great, and then they'll change the website, and it'll all fall apart again.
So 20 cigarettes in a pack, 10 packs in a carton. That's 200 cigarettes.
That's a payday.
$20 bucks a cigarette.
$4,000.
Wow. That is a payday.
Easy money. See, it pays to fight for your country, kids.
Damn.
Yes.
Those non-smokers are brilliant.
Right?
$4,000.
They know they can take advantage of the smokers, man.
Dude, that is inflation. Yeah that's
dude,
beautiful.
I was, speaking of Mark Maron in that Louis C.K. interview, at one point Louis was telling the story about meeting up with Joe Pesci, and I guess Joe is just out of his mind, like just as a, like he's what you think he would be, but only more abrasive. Which is funny to think.
That's great.
Yeah. And I guess like Joe Pesci's convinced that this is just propaganda, that cigarettes aren't unhealthy.
No, like, that's
he's like,
weird.
He's like, I'm smoking, keep smoking. They're healthy. They're fine. And this is just a bunch of lies.
Yeah. Lung cancer. It's just a fad.
It's just like putting a man on the moon. It's all fabricated by the government. Our buddy Hognado also emailed us, and he said, hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Love the guys. Love the podcast. Can't say enough how therapeutic it is for me. I've mentioned before that I go see my mom most weekends and listen to the show on my way. I go by myself, but you guys make me feel like I'm taking all my buddies with me. That is the coolest thing. Like, that's the best compliment. Whenever anyone says that, that's awesome. And much appreciated. I've turned my mom onto the show and setting her up to listen. She's the same age as Aunt Siri. She wanted to say hi to all of you. So, hi. Here's a pic of us. Love the cast, and thanks much. So, I'll just pass it around.
Nice.
His mom looks a lot younger than what my Aunt Siri is. So, hey, man, good genes.
Look at us bringing families 70. Together.
I think that's awesome that she's listening. Well, hi, Mom.
Cool. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mama Hawknado.
Hello.
Much love to you.
Your son loves you very much.
Yep. Oh, there's Mom.
Sorry in advance for anything that we may or say or do that offends you.
Right.
Because quite possibly that could happen.
We got one more email. This is a dude, Enzo, WTF. So he's talking about Enzo Amore. For those of you that don't know, Enzo is a new wrestler in the world of the WWE. He's like straight out. Toppy, you'd like him because he's like a Jersey Shore, like, hey, yo. He's got crazy hair. He wears crazy attire, like leopard print stuff.
Right.
So awesome right now. He's got his wrestling trunks on the back right where his butt is. It's the poop emoji.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's funny.
Right?
That is great.
It's a tag team. It's him and this guy, Big Cass, who's from Queens. And the way they come in, he's like, their entrance is, Rev, you'll love it because it's straight out of the New Age Outlaws. It's all call and response. He goes, my name is Enzo Amore, and I'm a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And the whole crowd's doing this with him.
Great.
And they'll be like, and this right here is Big Cass. He's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach teach that? And everyone goes crazy, right?
That's astounding.
And then he goes, bada boom, realest guy in the room. How you doing? And that's like his. That's how they start off. When they had Carmella back in the NXT days, then he would be like, and this right here is Carmella, and she's hot as hell, and you can't teach that. The place goes nuts for these guys, right? To the point where they're chanting, how you doing? Or they're like, go Enzo Amore.
Wow.
So now they're starting to get a push into WWE, and they're rising up in the ranks. And they had the opening match at Payback, which was the pay-per-view on Sunday. It was them against the Vaudevillains. You'd love the Vaudevillains. They're like old school, like silent movie characters. Like,
damn.
They come out.
These actually sound like the characters they're building up for this are like kind of ramping back up to some fun stuff.
I think you need to come back to the world of the WWE. The Vaudevillains are awesome because the way it all begins is the screen turns black and white, and they have like a fake announcer with like one of those giant, like giant megaphone things.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, gather around. We have the, you know, and it's like,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
And it's like that kind of music. And they come out and they look like hipsters. They got the mustache.
That's great.
They got the hair thing going. And they always are posing like old school, like wrestlers. So those are the characters. So they have a big match to see who's going to have an opportunity to fight for the tag team championship against the New Day. All eyes are on Enzo and Cass. Like right now, they're the hottest thing going into WWE. A lot of excitement for them. Everybody's talking about them. The middle of the match, one of the guys, I think Simon Gotch or Gonch or whatever his name, Gooch, Simon Gooch, throws Enzo. What he's trying to do is, I think, throw him out of the ring. But as Enzo's going out of the ring, his head slams against the middle rope and then slams against the mat. Now, none of us really pay attention to this because we just think, oh, the ropes are bouncy. But apparently, those ropes are like wires, like cables.
Like cable, yeah.
I mean, they're actual rope, but they're so strung so tight that it's like getting hit with a cable. Damn. So here's how the play-by-play sounded when all of this happened.
To make it to the finals of this tournament. Now, one match away.
Oh, wow, man!
Wow!
Did you see the way that Amore, talk about whiplash! His head bounce it off the bottom rope.
Oh my God!
And he may be out.
No, that's like everyone's still thinking it's just part of the work. In fact, even Simon went out, the opponent from the Vaudevillains, went out of the ring and started touching him. And that's when the ref stepped in because Enzo's out cold.
Wow.
Oh, God. This is not part of the storyline. This is real stuff. Like he got knocked out from getting hit in his head.
Ooh,
by that rope.
Goodness.
So he's out cold. You see his partner, Big Cass, looks like he's about to cry. Like, he's freaking out. The New Day are watching. They were jokingly watching the match in the corner, right by the barriers, and mm-hmm. they're eating pizza, and like it's very funny, but all of a sudden you look at them, and they're just like, holy crap, what's going on? Like, everybody's freaking
Whoa.
Out. Next thing you know, you got the non-ref like guy that's in a black shirt with the rubber gloves on, and you're like, oh, this is now it's getting real.
Mm-hmm.
Then the stretcher comes out. They stop the match. They call it a no contest. He's still out cold.
Oh, no.
Right. So turns out he's going to be okay. He had a concussion, but which still sucks because we've seen what happened with like Daniel Bryan. You don't want wrestlers to have concussions because once you get one, they just keep coming. But man, it was brutal. And it becomes like a top story on ESPN, which it sucks that this all happened to him. But if there's any silver lining, he was already becoming a star in the WWE universe. I think this is just going to make him a mainstream name because, you know, it's a crazy story. Like,
knock
you don't
the F out.
Right. So it's always interesting to watch how the announcers handle something like that because, you know, they don't want to be their characters. Like, JBL is usually like a douche on the mic,
mm-hmm.
but like he's freaking out. Byron Saxton is like looking like, oh my goodness gracious, did he just die? And Michael Cole, the poor guy, is trying to keep the composure of everything by being the lead. And hell, he's had some experience when Jerry the King Lawler had a heart attack while they were doing play-by-play. Like,
oh my gosh.
So here's what it sounded like when they realized that this is not a work, as they would say. It's an actual shoot. So here you go.
Guys, again, Amore hit so hard, I believe the second rope and then into the bottom rope and fell to the
floor. Yeah, he was trying to get his head underneath the rope and he hit that rope, and that rope is just like a cable. It's as hard as it could be, and he hit his head on the mat. The way he's knocked himself completely out. Again, this is just one of those situations that you never want to see happen in a WWE ring, but it's the nature of the competition.
I know these guys, they were so excited, so pumped up for this moment here tonight, and obviously the health of Enzo Mori is the most important thing here, but my gosh, I mean, you look at this moment for both these teams, and what a heartbreaking course of events here. This is...
And the doctor just here at ringside.
Well, look, we also, you know, you understand, we have medical personnel that's best in the world. That is why they're here, and that's why they're around ringside.
It's interesting to hear the announcers when they just stop being characters, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Like, they can't be like, I understand they're not going to be like, look, guys, you know, usually all this is fake, but right now this is some real S going on, and we're worried.
Yeah, it looked like a dead fish on the ground.
Dude, right?
When he hit, it was weird because, Nick pulled up the video, and it's just brutal because it's like his arm gets caught, and it just kind of whips him around. It's...
And it didn't look bad when I watched it. Like, it just looked like it was, like, you know, part of the story. And then when you watch it in slow-mo, and then when you know what really happened, you're like, ooh, that sucks. And it sucks because here's his big opportunity. Like, the crowd is hot for him. Like, he is a certified, you know, G, as he would say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy is going to be a superstar in the WWE.
He even hit his head on the mat, too.
That's what knocked him out.
Yeah. It was a little combo platter, like a 1-2 punch.
Night-night.
Yeah, because it looked like he hit the middle rope, then he hit the bottom rope, and then his head finally hit the mat.
And then you're thinking, oh, man, this is the first match of the... I mean, they had a couple pre-show matches, but this is the first match of the night. The crowd's loving it, and all of a sudden, it all, like... Did he just die?
It just kills the entire, like, the just, in, and it's hard to say, you know, it's, oh, we're focusing on that, but it kills the vibe of the entire pay-per-view.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it makes it rough because you don't know what's going on with him. And
if you're a wrestler following that, your concern is for that guy. He sounds like he's a very well-loved guy in the locker room. Like, he's a character.
But you say he's going to be okay, aside from the concussion, I mean.
Yeah, throughout the entire night, they kept saying, hey, you know, he can feel all the body parts, he's talking, and then by the end of the night, they said, it looks like he suffered a concussion, he's going to be fine. And so, like, Kevin Owens was there taking a selfie with him in the hospital. And it's kind of cool to see that all those guys, you know, I mean, it's obviously a lot of love. They spend all that time on the road with each other, and nobody... I felt bad for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because they were the next match, and they brought it. They put on a... If anyone could bring that crowd back, those two pulled it off.
And that's the thing. That's you have to try to do that. You're like, well, the crowd is kind of dead at this point because they've been sitting around hoping this guy is all right.
Yeah.
And now we got to make sure and get them back into the entertainment.
Oh, dude, it was just so great. And then one of them... So now I'm thinking about that, and I love Chris Jericho these days. Here's another part of our wrestling quota. Chris Jericho, I think, is suspect as a good guy. But when it comes to being a bad guy, there's not many people that are better than him.
No, he knows how to work it.
He knows how to just be an arrogant ass. And now he's doing it no different than Kevin Owens, who, if you don't follow on Twitter, you should, because he...
They're taking it to the tweets, man.
Right, they will clown on trolls, then block them. They will find all the pictures in their tweets, make fun of them, put them on blast. It's very entertaining. Like, they're being full bad guys even on Twitter.
It's weird because having... You know, we've spoken to Chris a couple of times.
Yeah, he's super nice.
And he's a great guy, and he's a great guy, but then you're just like, oh, you're being such a dude.
Right, like, where is this coming from? Are you really this, and you're just able to pull it out for when you need to? So, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh my God, you're a nice guy, but you definitely know how to channel your inner jerk. Well, so I'm a fan of what he did on this one, because I'm so sick of the WWE fans that think that they're on the same level as the wrestlers. Like, they call them... There are fans that believe that they have a gimmick, meaning...
Oh.
Like, I'm clown guy. Mm-hmm. I'm this guy. Like, they even, like, you know, have their name on Twitter will be, you know, Butt Boy WWE, because I'm the guy who always shows my butt. You know? Like,
yeah.
Like, they think they're celebrities, too. Like, some of them are even doing appearances. Like, I mean, when I was at WrestleMania, some of them are like, I don't know if they're making much money from it, but they're like, hey, come to this bar because Frank the Clown will be there. Or, you know, and he's actually...
Wow.
I give him credit because at least, you know, he's kind of now in the circle. Like, he's kind of friendly with CM Punk. He's dating Mick Foley's daughter. So at least that guy, I'm using him because
fake
he's...
Fake it till you make it.
Because at least he's figured out a way to make it a little bit more passable. Like, I can understand why he's doing stuff. But, like, there's a guy who goes by Brock Lesnar guy. And I think it's because he wears shirts like Brock and he poses. Like, he
has a giant penis tattooed to his chest.
It's on his shirt.
Yeah, well, he got the tattoo because he's Brock Lesnar guy.
Well, so he tweets out there because he's Brock Lesnar guy. There's a pic. There's a part during like an altercation between Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose, and I think it was on Monday Night Raw. And yeah, it was on the most recent one. And behind them, of course, there's a crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you buy tickets to every single event and you travel and you go to all these things and you drop good money to sit towards the front, yeah, there's going to be a chance that you're going to make it. Like, that would be me being like, I'm Daniel Bryan boy. You know, I just happen to be there high-fiving Daniel Bryan. I'm a guy. Follow me on Daniel Bryan boy WWE. You know, like, so this guy... He goes, how do I manage to get myself in the middle of things like this? So it's like a picture of Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho like verbally sparring with each other. And in between the two of them is the Brock Lesnar guy in the crowd. And he goes, hashtag Raw, at I'm Jericho, at the Dean Ambrose. So Jericho, who's now, you know, responding to these guys and giving them a hard time, he
trolling,
writes.
Trolling, trolling,
trolling. Jericho retweets that tweet. And there's a quote.
Yeah, there's a quote tweet.
And all he writes is, nobody cares about you, jackass.
God, sometimes I wish that we had our own, like, heel personas to do that. But
I know. Oh, we'd get in trouble with our work.
So much trouble.
I want to talk to, like, when we did the Radio Row, I was bummed because Kevin Owens was doing the international media. Ooh. So he was there, but he didn't have time to come over. Like, my buddy Joe was going to, he's like, I'll try and get Kevin to come by, but I can't promise you because his schedule's busy and he's doing it as a favor, of course. You know, I'm like, don't worry about it. Well, then I look back on some of other tweets from Chris Jericho. These are all recent, all within the month of April. All April. Yep, all in April. This one. This guy, Nick, writes to Jericho, I liked you better when you used smarter, more intelligent words to diss people. Jericho's response. Again, he's quote tweeting these. I liked you better when you shut your stupid mouth. Yep. Next one. I like this one. You know, I'm saving this one for the last one because it's the best one. All right, this one. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here goes. My Nana is one of your biggest fans. She says she can't wait to boo you through the next time, though, the next time in Syracuse. His response, boo me? Your grandma's a dumb idiot.
Yeah.
Best thing is, this kid looks like he's like 11 years old.
Oh, man.
And it's a picture of him and his old grandma. Next one says, I like to see Chris Jericho. Basically saying, I like to see Chris Jericho take on Shinsuke Nakamura, who's like the new hot thing in the NXT brand. He's from New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's the biggest thing to come out of Japan who's kicking ass. Jericho's response, NXT? Sorry, I only work in the big leagues only. Next person, why two jackass suits you? Response from Jericho. It suits your mum better.
Nice.
M-U-M, too.
Mum.
Your mum.
Hello.
Next,
hello.
This is my favorite one. He also spells it M-U-M in his response. Lee writes, why do you look like the love child of Jon Bon Jovi and Gordon Ramsay?
Ooh.
Jericho's response, not sure. Been too busy banging your mom to think about it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Nice.
That's a good response.
It's the most childish and awesome response ever.
Like, yeah, you can't really come back from a banging your mom joke.
No.
I think those are just like, that puts the stamp on it. Yeah, it's lowbrow. But it ends the conversation.
Right.
Because we're now at this point.
That one got 882 favorites and 592 retweets. All right, that's all of our emails.
Hey, kids.
And tweets.
What do you want to do today?
Right.
I want to go home.
That's right.
Go home.
Let's listen to the messages with Steve Miggs. Yay.
Is that a real kid?
Steve Miggs.
I hope not.
He's the star.
I don't know where Ziggy found him.
Wonder what Toppy's favorite candy bar is. Nick's
Twix.
High on
left.
Something.
My left one.
And the Rev's got a butt like a pumpkin.
It still does.
So rude.
It's but firmer.
Fun? We've learned stuff. Message time.
Top Shelf, what would you like us to do?
Texts.
Twitex.
Tweets and texts.
All right, this one says, I come home from work, and 90% of the time, as soon as I get home, I hear, what's for dinner? Let me get through the door first, please, LOL.
Yeah, is it your kid or your significant other?
Or is it my wife texting in?
Hey, what's for dinner?
What do we have for dinner? I'm watching wrestling, and I'm hungry. I ate a whole thing of beets. Next text.
Wait, she's at home and you are.
No, I'm home.
You're home. She comes home and asks what's for dinner? Or you ask her what's for dinner as soon as she walks in the door.
Oh, I would, yes.
Oh, that's some balls.
I don't mean it like rude.
Hey, yo, you just got home. What's for dinner?
I'm just curious.
Make me your vegan beet meal.
I'm just hungry. I'm curious. No different than as soon as we finish our meal, I'm like, what are we having as a treat? I always think about food, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what we just learned? Pita Pit delivers.
Oh,
it's so awesome.
What's a? I know of Pita Pit. Obviously, they serve pitas, but I don't know anything about Pita Pit.
It's like basically like a Subway or a Jimmy John's, but instead of having it on a sandwich bread, they fill up your sandwich in a pita bread.
Okay.
And roll it. Like, so I get a buffalo chicken pita. It's just chunks of chicken just cooked in the buffalo sauce.
Is that only in Puyallup?
No, there's pita pits everywhere, bro.
It used to be up on Broadway.
Look it up. See what
you
have.
Yeah, look at Tacoma. Yeah, I'm Tacoma now.
First one I ever went to was in Wazoo.
I'm almost certain there's still one on that strip where the UW Tacoma is.
Oh, okay. That's like 2 minutes from my house now.
I could be wrong, but I believe that there's still one right around there.
You got two there.
Yep. Well, Parkland's a little ways away, but that Tacoma downtown. Yeah, yep. All right.
Yeah, dude. And I don't know if that one delivers, but you can check on the website. All right. The one by my house delivers.
We live in a weird spot where delivery is kind of an iffy thing. I kind of live on the north end of Tacoma, and now we had someone deliver fried chicken to us from Lakewood. And I didn't know that when we were delivering it, because I'm not familiar at this point.
Well, if they're willing to deliver it.
Yeah, but I was like, how long is this taking? Because it took like an hour and a half. And I'm like, come on, what's the time on this? And then I found out where it's coming from. I'm like, oh, all right, that makes total sense.
So we're in, okay, landmark-wise, what are you near?
Really,
EQC, right?
Right.
Oh, so you're near you're near my hockey rink.
Is that the one that used to be the soccer one? Yeah.
No, that soccer one's still there, like when you first get off that freeway.
The indoor soccer center, yeah.
But if you get off that exit where that is, and you keep veering towards the right and make a right and then end up on Portland Ave.
Yeah.
And you make another right onto Lincoln, and then a left onto Stewart. That's where the hockey rink is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I know.
Which is exactly where that is.
Yeah.
See, Nick knows.
No, yeah. I take that same exit off I-5.
Just make a bunch of rights until you see a stupid old abandoned. Look for the hookers and the drug dealers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the river.
Man.
Yeah, that's where the hockey rink is.
And I'm still in Auburn. Cans.
Oh, yeah.
So you might be living pretty close to where Levi, Lion Pride guy.
Quite possibly.
Because he lives right off of that. Right by where the EQC is as well.
Yeah. Technically, I live on Indian land.
Nice.
Cheap gas.
Do
you get to build a casino then in your basement?
I can't, but we get to fire fireworks no matter like what we want, as long as it's not on the street. Yeah. We can do it from our front yard.
So you
can
buy them at that place called ILL, and then Eagle.
Yeah.
Eagle fireworks.
Or I can walk literally during the 4th of July weekend, walk a block up, and I can buy. They have a huge area where they have, you know, the multi stands and everything. Because the PLP used to live in the house that I'm living at now, so and that's what we would do on the 4th of July.
So you're near like the War Pony? See that place where you could get like your chew and your smokes and all that? Yes.
Yeah. Right there. It's right off the exit.
The hot mannequin chick with the big boobs used to be. I don't know where she is.
The distracting mannequin?
I think she's now in Puyallup right by my house. I see her.
Oh my God.
On the way. Yeah. Okay. Now I know exactly. Yeah, dude. Because sometimes we try and order a pizza at the rink. You know, sometimes you're there for a long period of time, and you're like, oh, let's get a pizza. And there's no pizza places that deliver.
There's a couple, and that is probably good, because I don't necessarily need pizza at this point.
Everybody needs pizza. There's a good place on Canyon at a gas station if you ever need to.
Right.
Yeah.
One. Trying to figure out what actually delivers and what doesn't is that, because living in Seattle,
everything is close
I can
by.
Get anything delivered. Like, there were three Thai places, and depending on my level of laziness, I could go to whichever one, either delivery, take out, or sit in.
Yeah.
And if the place doesn't deliver, you can pay someone else to deliver
it for you. Exactly. That's what this service did that sent us the fried chicken. The guy's the fried chicken is one of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, who the hell is delivering all the way there from Lakewood?
Yeah, some poor sap who was like, I'll take that order.
You should call the people and be like, hey, can you grab me a bunch of crab legs from the all-you-can-eat buffet at the EQC?
Oh, that would be great, too. I can actually walk to the EQC. Like, we're that close. So the big
buffet.
One. The big one right off of I-5.
The one where they had like their concerts and all that good stuff. That's a great spot.
The old, the old school bingo hall and all that stuff. Not in Fife, but in Tacoma.
Right. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right by the War Pony. And the fake lady with the boobs.
Yeah, sure.
Get your smokes.
Yeah.
Cheap.
That's awesome.
Luckily, I don't do those things.
Oh, this is based off of last week when we were complaining a lot about random things. Miggs moved on to the Miggs cast, and last week he was joined by Negative Nick and Terrible Toppy.
See, this is what happens when I'm not here. Y'all turn into Negative Nancy's.
That's right. That was a
fun one, though.
It felt good to get some negativity out. Yeah. Sometimes you got to spit out the negativity in order to be positive. The drunk segment definitely brought us back to being positive. That's what happens.
Really funny.
When times are tough, you just drink some alcohol, right, kids? I'm just kidding.
Drink responsibly.
There's some guy looking at his coin going, F you guys.
Gosh.
Screw you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had a bloody nose and I ate a tub of beets.
Right.
Deal with it.
I'm having a beer.
Need a beer. Everything going good in your guys' worlds?
Yeah. This month of April, I'm glad it's over.
Hey, Toppy, I want to talk to Toppy.
No, you don't.
Toppy goes, oh, yeah.
Speaking of negative, Toppy, how you doing, buddy?
No, I'm still talking.
Still vegan stuff going on? Is that what's driving you nuts?
My mic's broken.
Oh. Nick, how you doing?
Great.
All right.
Yeah. Nothing wrong in my world.
How was your you know, it could be positive stuff that you just want to share with us. Some exciting, like, hey, the Meet the Rock Girls party was a lot of fun.
That was cool.
You went and did some disc golf beforehand?
I did, and then afterwards, all weekend, I was helping out at the course that I was playing at and putting in some new tee pads and things like that. Doing some volunteer work.
Look at that.
Dude, good for you.
Does that lower your green fees?
No, you just do it to hopefully get people out there to play more.
For the love of the sport.
That's right.
It seems like you guys give back because it gives you so much.
Yeah, and no one else will do it. If we don't do it, it's not getting done.
I've heard that they've actually been, like golf courses have been taken to let disc golfers on them now just so they can get some business running through on that.
Yeah, they've been doing like weekend tournaments on some private golf courses, which is awesome. I haven't got to partake in any of those yet, but
how worried are you that eventually it's going to become like a golf course thing where you're going to need like a membership, you're going to have to pay? Because right now I think that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Is that you can just go anywhere and it's free.
Yes, that is a huge thing. I actually wouldn't mind having them close courses. There's some down in Oregon. A lot of the Oregon courses, you have to pay $5 every day to go down and play.
Yeah.
But it keeps the riffraff out of there. It keeps the drug users. I mean,
Isn't that funny that $5 can keep...
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, it's such a... Because our hockey, too, like, you know, where we play in Tacoma, it's the cheapest skate in town. Most places are like $10-$15 to play, to do a drop-in. Tacoma, $5.
Nice.
Keeps the riffraff. Dude, there was actually a guy before my time, but he would pay the $5, and he came in with a hockey bag, and everyone's convinced he was homeless. He barely ever even played hockey. He just paid the $5 so he could take a shower.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's worth it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to kick some people out of the course.
Wow. Who was that?
That was me that time.
That was me.
Oh, Steve.
The creeper. Hey, man, it's beat farts. Sorry, Nick.
I was going to ask you what's that done to you gas-wise.
No, there you go, Toppy. That answers your question.
There it is.
I also played some a role-playing game. That was fun.
With Angie? Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, this one is cool.
No, we're not into that.
Oh, stepdad. All right.
Oh, taboo.
Just call me daddy.
Yeah. Ooh. Whoa.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Well, to be perfectly honest, and
Rev farted too.
Yeah.
That could have been. I think
you're getting both sides there, Nick.
This was the Malachi crutch of ass.
Yeah, no, this was the, over here. Yeah, this was the two
been a
Oreo.
While.
It's like roses over
yeah.
here.
Yeah,
been a while.
Smells like ass scented beets. Oh, okay. Real quick.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Meet the Rock Girl Party.
Oh, yeah. God. It just hit me.
Oh, good job, Steve. You made it around the corner.
Wow.
Right?
Order up.
Blood is up.
We got some beef.
Shouldn't have pushed that one out.
And
sorry.
Vegetables.
That one's been brewing since the anal Charlie horse.
Oh my god.
Wow, Nick's crying.
Yeah, water the eyes there. It's like a good wasabi there.
Wow, looks like Nick lost some hair too.
Yeah.
Funkadelic.
He had a full beard before that happened.
Nobody light a match.
Oh my god. Backdraft.
I was gonna ask, and hopefully we can get through this before our asses collectively kick everybody out. So we got to see all the Rock Girls for the first time in person, in the flesh.
Oh yeah.
All right. If you had to pick two.
Pick two.
You got to pick two. This is tough. I was going to say pick one, but I can't pick one. So I figured, okay, two makes it a little bit easier. So that way, if you had to pick two, for whatever it is, I don't know if you want to lock them in your basement, you want them to make you a sandwich. I think we know why we're picking the two. Which would you pick?
I'm hoping I get the name right. Steampunk. Lacey?
Lacey.
Lacey, yep. 100%, because she came out. She has. She painted her own super soaker to look like a steampunk gun.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was amazing. And she had the goggles and everything.
Right.
So definitely her.
Okay.
And then Shelly, because she's old school and she's rules. Super awesome and she rules.
Okay. So you got Lacey and Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go. I'm going to have to piggyback on you, so we're going to have to share one of the girls.
Excuse me.
But I don't really care about the steampunk stuff. I'm only picking her because she's the hottest girl I've laid eyes on.
Yeah.
Like, she is so hot. Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey's amazing.
And super nice.
Yeah.
Like, that makes someone even hotter, but she mm-hmm. didn't need it. She could have been a complete bitch, and I still have been like, she's so insanely
like, she
hot.
Got, like, when I told her the fact that we had a steampunk wedding, she lost her mind, and we just BS'd for as long as we could, but it was just, like, she's super nice. I mean, most, like, the Rock Girls are great anyway.
Right.
But it was just, like, that bonding, and then she was still super cool on top of that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and it's painful to pick just two. Mm-hmm. But my other one would have to be new Rock Girl as well, and it would be Quinn.
Yeah.
Quinn had the American flag thing going.
Oh, yeah. Got the USA chant going on.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the abs.
Oh.
Abs of steel.
You're a stomach guy.
Love stomachs.
I've noticed that.
Stomachs, legs, and ass.
And boobs and face and shoulders.
I know. I stopped at stomachs, legs, and ass.
Ankles.
You guys are throwing everything else in. I stopped at just three.
Balls of the feet.
Yeah. Nails.
Wrist.
Ears. Nostrils. All the hair.
Tear ducts.
Lips, teeth.
Tear ducts.
Tonsils.
All of it.
Appendix. I like it all, man.
Appendix.
All right, so Toppy, you had to pick two.
I like
trying to figure out which two had the biggest boobs.
I like that new Brittany girl. She's got huge boobs. They're fake, but who cares?
Which one's Brittany?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Are you talking the tall girl with the short hair?
Isn't it Brittany?
I think it was Laurel.
No, it begins with a B.
Oh.
So I think it's Brittany.
You could be right.
And she's new this year.
Find her on the internet.
Yeah, see if you can find the Rock Girl.
She was in the group one.
Group one. What was she wearing?
Yeah. I don't remember.
She had
boobs. Just remember the picture of her on the website. She's leaning forward, and you could see her huge cans. And then in real life, they did not disappoint.
We
Bridget?
Got Bridget?
Bridget.
No. That's,
oh. Is it Bridget?
Yeah, click her picture.
It's Bridget. I'm sorry, Bridget.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Bridget.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
She had that shirt, like that half shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
She's the hottest one.
Yeah, she was smoke show and also super nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like Danny.
Oh, yeah.
She's super nice.
Danny Ray, May Red?
No, the other one.
Oh, Danny with the black hair.
Yes.
With the silly string. Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, man.
That's right.
She did the silly string.
Like, if we went terrified me when it happened.
That was hilarious. Yeah, she wore the Spider-Man the Spider-Man under ruse.
I'm about to go three now.
If we went three, I'd go with Erica.
Oh, then there's Erica.
Because Erica's awesome, too, because she's super
Amber.
Cool. And then Amber.
I give up. This was a dumb idea. Nick, you pick two.
Well, Amber was one of mine, and Danny Mae Red.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with any of them.
They just all seem like they're fun.
Yeah. All right, now let's play F, Marry, Kill. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
That could get us in trouble.
That could. Yeah. Yeah. My wife listens to this.
I was thinking,
my wife.
We probably don't want to be playing a game over.
Yeah.
Who would I kill amongst our 16 Rock Girls?
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
As I'm still thinking about it.
Oh, I mean, I already have my three. I just don't want to share them. What if I want all three to be the same girl?
Well, that's just
weird. Well, all right.
Well, you know, it's just a short-term relationship.
Up here, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
I just want all the pomp and circumstance and the free meal and all that fun.
Wow.
Right? Because the dad's going to take care of it. Oh, and then there's Vanessa. How sad is it? I say dad and I think of Vanessa because I always... Her dad comes to these.
Oh, gosh.
And her dad's cooler than F.
I wonder what all these girls do for a living, because I don't know what any of them do. I think it would be cool, like, if you knew, like, this one is the dental hygienist, or this one is the... Just kind of because they're so hot. It's like, what
I
do
know
they do for
sure
real life?
Lacey is a bikini barista.
That makes cool. sense.
Or just a regular barista. I know she's a barista because for the longest time, while the search was going on, we kept getting messages from somebody who would frequent her stand being like, you better pick Lacey. And he would always be like, tell Lacey I said hi. And I'm always like, and I would always reply, who is Lacey? I don't even know who Lacey is. Right. He's like, oh, Lacey's one of the rock girl hopefuls. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not like at, like, we don't all live together, man. I don't even know who this is. But I never forgot Lacey. And then when, finally met Lacey on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm not going to say hi on your behalf. I'm just going to say hi.
Yeah, and he'll never forget her name again.
No, she's Lacey.
There's some of them that if they haven't danced before. If they're not dancing now, they had to have before. There's someone that got that heel stomp going on.
Yeah.
That is just like you, yeah.
Well, I know for a fact there's been a few girls. I don't know any of the current crop, but in the past we've had strippers.
When they got that sexy walk going on, it's like, when you can control a room just through the way you walk, that's some skill.
And I think it's fun also. Some of the girls,
is that creepy?
Especially the new ones, some of them came out there and had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like walked out and just kind of got in line and were like, no, do some stuff.
But then it's like we've got the vets, so to speak, was like helping Danny Mae Red that was helping out and say, no, you walk out there, you show what's, you
shake
know,
your ass.
Yeah, show your goods. Shake that ass.
Shake that ass. Come on, lady.
Or Steve will drop a marker.
I know, there was a couple of them where I was like, I had my Sharpie and I was going to like just toss it out there.
There were a couple times, quite possibly when Lacey came out, where I almost was just like, I can't handle this. This girl is too hot.
Well, at the end, when you had all of them come out to the end, at the front of the stage and
take
turn
a picture?
Around.
Yeah, I did that for a reason.
I was right at the front of the stage.
It was just
so
all ass.
Thank you very much.
Yum.
Oh, I have such amazing asses.
Yeah. Well, you saw them all when you, because BJ and Toppy were right behind them as they were coming out.
Every single picture, it looks like Toppy's checking out their ass.
That happens to me every year.
Yeah.
That was, it's I was horrible. Sitting off to the side. And I was just
I
like,
don't know
I'm
going
to look up at their shoulders just so it doesn't make, and I'm just like, I'm going to keep my phone in my pocket.
Yeah.
So it's not me looking at my phone, because that happens too.
Yep.
Or it's not me looking at their ass every time.
Luckily, it seemed like every picture I was like right behind the girl, so you can't really see what I'm doing. Which is good. At one point, I think it was Laurel, the tall one, who, oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So hot. Yeah.
That's the third one for me.
Yeah. And she also super, I mean, they're all cool. But man, at one point she's like, do you want us to move out of your way? I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm completely fine with you girls pinning me against the wall.
You should got to pay for this.
That didn't sound right. Oh, single Steve would have hit the strip club right after that night.
Yeah, you needed it.
Yeah. It was just like, this is too much torture. I need some, I need some tops coming off.
Oh, man. Sorry, just memories of
it was a great night, man. And all the douches that we met, they were super great.
Yeah.
All the rockaholics. Everything about the night was fun.
We packed out that the Quilcita, man.
It didn't feel that way at first because everyone was sitting.
Yeah. And
that
then
was
once,
tough at first.
And then once the rock girls and the vibe started going up and people started getting closer to the stage.
And also when people started finally rolling in because, I'm
traffic
not kidding,
was butt.
I left right around 2, like 1:45-ish. And everything was smooth sailing until you get close to like the Linwood-ish area.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to, we were all going to meet at the Ram for lunch or for dinner at 4 p.m. And I'm like, 2 hours, I'm going to have enough time. Hell, I might even hit some of the outlet stores. I got some extra time. I was like fully prepared. I'm like, I could go get some clothes on the cheap. I didn't get there until 4:30.
Yeah.
2.5 hours to get from Puyallup to Tulalip.
I would have lost my mind.
Oh, I did multiple times. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried listening to, I was getting mad at the podcast that I was listening to. Like, I tried listening to, I can't remember, like, The Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of that trip, I was cursing at Colt. I'm like, F you, Colt! This is not entertaining to me. And it was like, it was completely fine, and it was great. But I was just so mad.
Rage.
It didn't matter what was on, if a song was on the radio, I'd be like, F you, Winger.
Well, I wasn't prepared for that little traffic snafu, like how they closed down the lanes on I-5
right
just ahead of where we were at.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was the worst. It was like,
plus you had Boeing getting out at that time.
It was just a nightmare.
On a Friday, like trying to do anything on a Friday driving anywhere is just a train wreck because everyone wants to get out early. So
especially when you have to get through Everett.
Yeah. Ugh.
Dude, at one point, it finally, I was like 5 miles away from the ram.
You're still 25 minutes out.
It was about 30-something minutes, 30-plus minutes. I'm like looking at it, I'm like, I should have checked and flipped it from drive to walk just to see how much. I bet it would have been quicker to walk from where I was
probably
than it was to drive. It was so unbearably annoying.
Yeah.
And I was stuck behind a box truck, and that just sucks.
You can't see anything.
You can't see. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get around it, but nobody's letting anyone in because everyone's like elbows to butt bumps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Butt bumps.
Yeah. Butt bumps.
Butt bumps. Speaking of butt bumps.
And then there was like another car right to the right of me, and we'll end it here. A guy in a Lamborghini.
Okay,
let's just end it.
That's going to be rough for Nick.
Let's get out of here.
There was like four or five that you didn't hear there.
Yeah, I know. It is a backup, clearly, and it's not just a high five.
That was not a Lamborghini.
No,
I was trying to make this sound like one, though.
Lamborghini. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening. I don't know what's going on next week, but we'll be back next week.
Sorry about that one.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't smell it yet.
Nick, keep that shirt up.
Yeah, Nick's dying.
Nick, you can leave. It's okay.
I'll tough it out with
all right,
you guys.
Well, from Otto Nick, the Reverend Fuego, Top Shelf, thank you all for listening. Thank you for saying hi to us at the Meet the Rock Girls party. Thank you, Lacey, for being as hot as you are.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's it. All right, well, hey, everybody, stay positive. Please spread the word. We'll be back next time.